We're here at the 84th National FFA Convention with Paul LaRush, one of the exhibitors for the Brulé Concert. Paul, what is your experience with the Brulé Concert? What should FFA members look forward to?
Well, it's our hope that they'll walk away with a new perception of Native America and perhaps what I would call it a snapshot of our culture here in the year 2011. There are so many misconceptions about the culture even to this day. Our program, our performance is really, it's kind of combination outreach, combination education, and I think part rock concert. And those three components have worked very well together. But especially in this setting where we've got so many outstanding young students, members of FFA, and as we know this year, embracing the Native American culture, we couldn't be more thrilled, and there couldn't be a better place to work on an ambassadorship between Native America and mainstream America.
This year, the National FFA Convention is celebrating Native American heritage. How does the Native American heritage impact FFA as a whole?
Well, I've thought about this a lot. We started this collaboration almost a year and a half ago when I first met Dr. Case. And I believe that there's something long and lasting that Native America has yet to contribute to FFA and what we would call the agricultural industry. And it goes deeper than, to me, it goes deeper than financial matters. It goes deeper than chemical matters. It goes to a spiritual essence. I think the world has evolved. We've got 2,000 years of history that we can look at as we've evolved to this year. And one of the things that I think has been absent that the Native American culture still retains, and they may even retain it genetically, but they retain a stewardship to the land that I think sometimes we forget about in the world, especially mainstream America, as we begin to look at, and this is what I mentioned earlier, we look at the agricultural industry from through certain eyes, and there are expectations for, and that's where I say it enters into the economy. But yet, even though those are important, we still have to remember that human beings are, they have a special connection to the earth. In fact, our culture believes that we're related, that we're so closely connected that human beings, the earth, the trees, the air, the water, rocks, even though we think of them as inanimate objects, we're connected to all that. There's a system that ties us all together. And I believe that when called upon, that Native America will be able to contribute to that stewardship of our land here in this precious country of America in a way that I think is needed. I'm not going to say it's lacking or that it needs to be induced here at this point in history. It's there now, but I think we can enhance that. And I think a Native America is going to be called upon. We're the last of the subcultures around the world I think can contribute. We have something worthwhile to give to the world. And we've been silent for so many years. And we're just starting our emergence program out into the mainstream. And this is very important to take place here.
And with so much recognition at the National FFA Convention, what kind of dialogue do you think that this will bring between the Native American culture and the FFA organization?
Well, it's my hope, and this is just personally speaking, it's my hope that we strike an interest and ignite a spark that carries on from here on through the rest of our American history. And what I hope it does is I hope that we begin to reach out into the Native American communities. I'll use my own tribe as an example because it's the best place for me to pull from because it's reality that I know that I can speak from. I'm from a little tribe in central South Dakota called the Lower Brule Sioux Tribe. We survive, our tribe survives primarily off the success of our tribal farm. It's a very successful farming operation. It's been successful for almost the past 100 years. But yet, do we have any of our own tribal members that participate in the operation? Not one. So when I called to the school several months ago to ask about, is there an FFA chapter in the reservation? No. Has there ever been? No. So we have some work to do. And it's just one example. But I'm willing to say that there are over 550 recognized tribes in the United States. So I'm just singling out one. We probably have hundreds that we can reach out to, embrace them, include them in the FFA organization, and begin to develop that relationship that I called a little bit earlier, that spiritual relationship to the land.
Is there any final message you'd like to leave to FFA members?
Yes, I would. You know, I think that it's important to remember that a part of our culture that we still embrace, the Lakota somewhat up in a saying, and we say it like this. We say, Mitakoya Oyasi. And what that means is we are all related. So what I want to pass along, just personally, is the theme of this year is I believe. And it's so important to us as Native Americans to be able to say that I believe that all of us human beings, regardless of the color of our skin or our racial and ethnic backgrounds that we've placed up, can melt away. And at those moments, we simply all just become human beings, brothers and sisters, regardless of where we come from around the planet. We are all one heart, one mind, and one body. And we need to always remember that.
That was Paul LaRush at the 84th National FFA Convention.